Welcome to the Far Side of Leadership podcast, where you can have fun. And if you're lucky, learn something about leadership. And now, Terry Farr, your host.
Welcome back to the Far Side of Leadership. This episode's title is Strengthening Your Listening Muscle. And I'm just going to go ahead and admit, one of the reasons that I want to talk about this is I need to improve on this. Listening. I need to improve on listening. Are you a good listener? What would people say about you? What would your spouse say if I said, "Hey, is your husband a good listener?" I can hear the laughter now. So when my wife listens to this, she's going to say, "Well, it's about time you did a podcast on listening." I think to be a great communicator, you have to be a great listener. I think that this is something that is a lot more important than we're giving it. This really, listening is so important. And you probably heard this before, you know, God gave you 2 ears and 1 mouth, so therefore you should listen twice as much. Well, that could be very well. So we're going to talk on this a little bit, and I normally don't have notes, but I've got a printout of some stuff that I think is really good. So you may actually hear me reading today instead of just sort of ad-libbing, and it's because I want to make sure that we cover all of this, because I want to make sure that I read it, hear it, teach it, talk it, and do it. This is something that I believe you have to work on every day. You have to focus on it. You really have to, you know, pay close attention to this. So why don't in the future we get up every morning saying, "I'm going to be a better listener today. Today is a special day because I'm drawing a line and I'm going to make changes. My spouse is going to notice that I'm listening better. I'm paying attention better." And we're going to drill down a little bit on some tips, I guess. But think about it. When you're in a conversation with somebody, how many times do you interrupt the other person? Or how many times do they interrupt you? Now, if you're a good listener, okay, you're listening real good. I mean, it's just amazing. You can see that the other person that is, in some cases, just running their mouth and you're listening, paying attention to what they're saying, and they just don't want to, they don't want to quit talking. And then when they take a breath, and then you say, "Well, I guess it's time for me to interject something," you feel an obligation to talk, I guess. Then you start talking. Well, and then if you look in their eyes, you're going to see a lot of times they're fixing to interrupt you. They're not going to let you finish your train of thought. They're not listening to you. All they're thinking about is it my turn yet to talk some more? I mean, there's just too many people when you're in a conversation, they're just not listening to you. All they want to do is hear themselves. Are you one of those people? You just want to hear yourself? Practice this. Practice being quieter. Let's just say you're at lunch and you're quieter than normal. Okay? You're listening. That's what you're doing. You're not playing some game. You're just listening. And if you're not running your mouth as much, they may think, well, what's wrong with him? Is he in a bad mood? He ain't talking. No, you're listening more. So you might want to try this. Develop the discipline to wait 2 seconds after your counterpart's statement before responding. So when somebody's talking to you and they quit talking, count to two, not out loud, count to two, make sure they're through talking. Because they may be just taking a breath. They may be getting wound up to keep on talking. Well, hey, let them. But give them, you know, if you're paying attention to them and you want to interject something and you think they're through talking, wait a couple seconds and then interject. And I think you'll find the conversation will go a whole lot smoother. You know, ask more questions. John Maxwell wrote a book on asking questions. Asking questions, when you ask somebody a question, you're showing that you're sincere. And running joke around here is, you know, I asked my daughter one time, do you know why I ask a lot of questions? And she said, yes, you want to know the answers. And that's it. So I tend to ask a lot of questions. I got a lot of room to improve on this listening skill, though, a lot of improvement. How many times are you, let's just say, meeting with somebody, carrying on the conversation with somebody, and they're multitasking? Now, they're not multitasking when they're talking properly. They're multitasking while you are talking to them. Or they're multitasking and, or let me back up, you're multitasking. Now, that's the worst part. If they're multitasking, that's one thing. But if you're multitasking, if you're sitting down with somebody and you're multitasking by, let's just say, texting somebody, checking email, you're scrolling through Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and whatever, LinkedIn, while you're sitting there talking to somebody, guess what? You're not paying attention to the person that's talking to you. I'm going to say there's no way. Some people might be better at that than me. But don't do that. I mean, how rude can that be? Now, I had somebody in my office yesterday and his phone kept on making noises. I finally just said, do you need to get that? And he did. It was his mother calling him. Well, I appreciate that. But anyway, just watch the multitasking. I think one of the things, too, that's so important is look in the eyes of the person that you're talking to. Pay attention. If you're looking in their eyes while you're talking to them, you're showing a sign of being a good listener. Now, I've mentioned this before, I think. You don't want to stare necessarily a hole through their back of their head by them thinking, my God, is he trying to stare me down? No, you don't want to do that, but you do want to make constant eye contact. You'll just find that the conversation goes smoother. And then, too, just think about it. If you're making eye contact, you're not multitasking, you're paying attention, you're not interrupting, you're given a 2-second intermission, if you will, before you talk, they're going to think you went to school somewhere to learn how to listen. So be focused on understanding what the other person is talking about. Don't be focused on responding. You know, man, just let them talk. Ask them questions. Get them to drill deeper into the conversation. And if they want you to respond, they'll probably go, well, maybe I need to ask him or her some questions. So let the conversation be about them, not about you. And then make sure that you understand what they are saying. I learned this in a particular leadership class that I went to, and that is to basically, in your words, say something to the effect of, let me understand what you're saying here, or make sure I've got this right, or you say, and sort of halfway repeat. Now, you're not going to do that in every conversation, but if it's something too important to make sure that you do not forget and that you understand, repeat it, make them, if you will, agree that, yeah, that's exactly what I said. Have good body language. You know, that if you're obviously the last thing that you want to do is roll your eyes. I don't know if that is that body language. Rolling your eyes is not a good thing. I'm just going to say this. Hey, we've all been guilty of walking away, rolling eyes, okay? Well, think of it this way. Don't roll your eyes in front of somebody, behind the back, whatever, because just as soon as you roll your eyes, somehow or another they saw you roll the eyes, or maybe somebody else saw you roll your eyes, and they told somebody, and just don't roll your eyes. But back to the body language. Make sure your body language is good. You might lean into the conversation. You know, if you get too comfortable and you lay back in your chair and you're slouching and slumping and whatever else, that's not too good a body language. So you want to be sure to interact again with your person that you're talking with, again, being focused. And also, too, this may be difficult for some people. When you're listening, don't fix everything that they're saying, okay? And now I used to be guilty of this, and I would like to think I'm not guilty, but maybe a little bit every once in a while when I think it's absolutely necessary. I used to, let's just say, listen to somebody, and then after, you know, maybe they were telling me about a problem or a situation or whatever, I may have the solution. But you know what? They may not be wanting me to give them the solution. So unless somebody asks for your advice, guess what? They don't want it. Think of it that way. If somebody does not ask for your advice, they do not want it. Man, that sounds good. I like that. Because I used to give advice whether people wanted it or not, and then it would aggravate me if they didn't take my advice. Well, they didn't ask for it. They didn't want it. They were just wanting somebody to listen. Think of it this way. As far as being a good listener, and I'm going to wrap this up. Johnny Carson, I think I mentioned this maybe one time. Johnny Carson was such a great host, late night host, because he listened so good. He would ask questions, and then he would let his guest just ramble on. And then it would be basically, I don't know that he would say, tell me more, but that's basically what he was telling them. He was just, you know, bringing them on, tell me more, So he was listening a whole lot more than he was talking, other than when he was telling some of his stand-up comedian jokes and whatever. Man, I miss Johnny Carson. He was good. But anyway, do you think you can be a better... Hey, you may be the best listener. I'm going to start paying attention. I'm going to start grading people. But the one I'm really going to grade is myself. Yeah, let me back up. I'm not going to grade anybody except myself. There's no use in me grading anybody other than me. I need to focus, in this case, I need to focus on me. I need to look in the mirror, say, hey, can you get better? The answer is absolutely. I'm going to become a better listener by taking some of these tips that we've talked about. How about you? Make it a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Far Side of Leadership podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't miss another episode. Subscribe today. Feel free to share with anyone you think may enjoy the podcast. For more information, visit terryfarr.com.